Blog Talk Radio. Took my machine in to this young man named Joseph, who corrects my machine and helps me get my machine where I can talk to you all on Blog Talk Radio. Well, I can call into Blog Talk Radio and then say to you what it is that I want to do. I asked him to remove that YouTube screen from my TV because it's nasty. It's showing me things I've never seen in my life, nor do I want to see those things again. I don't normally watch stuff like that. And I ask that you all not watch stuff like that, because I don't know how that got on my computer and it just popped up. It should not have. I didn't ask for it. But nonetheless, I want to go, you all to go to Ezra, and that's in the Old Testament. Starting, it's spelled E-Z-R-A, chapter 9. Let's start at verse 2. For they have taken of their daughters for themselves and for their sons. So the holy seed and sheep, you are the only ones, the black men, you're the only one that has the holy seed, giving your seeds to those people of another race. It says, so that the holy seed have mingled themselves with the people of those lands. Don't give your seeds to those people of those races that is not of your race. Yay. The hand of the princes and the rulers have been chief in this trespass. Do you know what that trespass is? You broke the law. You're breaking the law. You men who are marrying those people out of our race. Yes, the black race. Our race. And stay with your own race. Now, I want you sheep to turn over to Ezra in chapter 10. And I will start reading at verse 2 again. Now, this name I do not really need, but I will try anyway. It's spelled S-H-E-C-H-A-N-I-A-H. And Shemaiah, the son of Jehiel, the son of Elam, answered and said unto Ezra, we have trespassed against our God. We have taken strange wives of the people of the land. Yet now there is no hope in Israel concerning this thing. Therefore, let us make a covenant with our God to put away the wives, put away all the wives and such as are born of them according to the counsel of my Lord and of those that tremble at the commandments of our God. And our God is the God of the Hebrews. I'm saying that to you, because he left us 10 commandments. We are to observe those 10 commandments as well as the other laws that are in the Bible. And let it be done according to the law. So he's saying that the princes and whoever has married those strange women that are of the land, put them away and their children. I know you love your children because I love mine, even though I don't know where he is. I love him. God bless us all. Put away those things that are not God given to us. We have been punished enough by our enemy, and you have, you black men, have the nerve to go and marry the enemy that is not of our race. Now, I want you to, computer says, page says that we are to go into Numbers 20. I have read that to you. And it talks about the error that was made. And the error that was made was our father told Moses to go to the rock and hit the rock twice. And hit the rock. He didn't say hit the rock twice. He said, go to the rock and say to the rock, whatever, I forget it. It was a couple of sermons ago or readings ago to you all. But Moses went to the rock and he gathered the assembly like he was told. But he smote the rock. He hit the rock twice and the rock gave out water abundantly. And he should not have hit the rock. That's why he was not allowed to go into the promised land. I am going to start reading where I left off. And I think I left off in chapter, Numbers, chapter 22. That's where I want you to turn, and I will start reading there. I want to tell you that this is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Tuesday, everyone. It's a wonderful day outside. I thank our Father for all the goodness that He has shown me. I've had some hard days, too. But our Father has blessed me. I know in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 7, chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, there are the Ten Commandments as well as in Exodus chapter 20. Excuse me. There are the Ten Commandments too. I want you to read for, excuse me, sheep. For some reason, I am having to belch after belch. But I am going to keep on trying to talk to you so that you can understand what it is that I am saying to you. Even though my computer is acting up, and it's hard for me to get on my computer screen, Blog Talk Radio, to have this program. I am going to tell you that I read from the King James Version of the Bible, and it's just a version. It's not the real thing, but it's the closest thing that I have. And I know that we sheep are to have our, I want to tell you that we are to have our three P's. I am from the old school. And those three P's are your pen, paper, and pencil, just in case you want to jot down any references that I may mention to you. And I'm going to say, welcome to our Bible class today, this Tuesday. I think it is March the 19th. Because I'm retired, I really don't watch today's too much anymore. Nonetheless, I want to thank you all for listening to me because you could have been somewhere else doing other things, but you decided to listen to my program as well as it might be some of you listeners that are not sheep who sent this whatever to me because the young man that does my computer and that I bought computer from, he was saying that somebody had to put YouTube on there. And I said, no one in my house did that. They would not do that. And if they did, I'm going to go as soon as I get money enough to buy another computer. And I should not have that problem. I will give it, those people that does not have a computer, I will give them this computer that has, that I bought from the secondhand store that the young man Joseph stayed scared of for me. But I don't want this anymore because I don't want that animal porn to pop up on my screen. And I sit and watch it. I want to tell you all what I know and what I know that our Father in heaven has done for us. You know, and I really think that I need to say a prayer again because I don't know if I said one to you all. And if I have, God forgive me for being redundant. Let's chalk it up to this age that I have. My Father in heaven has allowed me to come, become. And I just want to thank him for healing us and keeping the natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, as well as chemical disasters, and blessing us good health and our sane, sound mind, and giving us prosperity and allowing us to come to you. And that's what I thank him for. I thank him in Yeshua's name for doing that. And Yeshua, we can only come to our Father in heaven by Yeshua, better known as Jesus Christ. I thank him for allowing me to do what he said, and that is to be his sheep. Now, again, I want you to turn to your, in your Bibles, to chapter 22 of Numbers. Let me start reading there in chapter 22 to your, for your hearing. Hopefully, my Father will allow me to read all of this to you. And the children of Israel set forward and pitched. That means they set up in plains of Jericho. They set their tents up in the clay, in the plains of Moab, in this side of Jordan by Jericho. And Balak, the son of Zippor, saw all the children, all that the children had done to the Amorites. And Moab was so afraid of the people because they were many. And Moab was distressed. That was, they had anxiety, or they were suffering and they had pain just to see the children, you know, how many children of Israel there were. Because of the children of Israel, again, they were distressed and they were feeling anxiety or feeling that they were going to suffer. And Moab said unto the elders of Midian, "Thou shalt this company lick up all that are around about us as the ox licks up the grass of the field." And Balak, the son of Zippor, was king of the Moab. He sent messengers, therefore, before Balaam, the son of Beor, to pet Hor, that's spelled P-E-T-H-O-R, which is by the river of the land of the children of the people, to call them, saying, "Behold, there is a people come out of from Egypt. Behold, they cover the face of the earth, and they Abide. Abide means to stay or have stopped there or pin up their tents over against me. Come now, therefore, I pray you, curse this people for me, for they are too mighty for me. Preadventure means to I shall prevail. Now let me say this again. Verse 6. Come now, therefore, I pray you, curse this people, for they are too mighty for me. Preadventure, perhaps I will prevail, that we may smite them, that is to kill them, and that I, or hit them, that I may drive them out of the land. For I want, and want means like, I think it means that he whom thou bless is blessed, and he whom thou curses is curses. So he wants them, the fortune teller, to come that he may bless those whom he wants to bless, and those that he wants to curse will be cursed. Verse 7. And elders of Moab, and the elders of Moab and the elders of Midian departed with the rewards and divination. And that's like gifts in their hand, that they may come unto Balaam and speak unto him the words of Balak. So Balak wanted the Israel cursed, but let's see what he will get instead of a curse. He's going to get blessing. You should know that. And he said unto them, lodge, that means stay here this night, and I will bring you word again, as the Lord shall speak unto me. The princes of Moab abode, they stayed with Balaam, and God came unto Balaam and said, what men are these with you? And Balaam said unto God, Balak, the son of Moab, has sent unto me, saying, behold, there is a people come out of Egypt, which covered the earth. Come now, curse me them, perhaps, peradventure, perhaps I will be able to overcome them and drive them out. And God said unto Balaam, Balaam to me is like a fortune teller, thou shalt not go with them, thou shalt not curse these people, for they are blessed. And Balaam rose up in the morning and said unto the princes of Balak, get you into your land, for the Lord refuses to give me leave to go with you. And the princes of Moab rose up, and they went unto Balak and said, Balaam refuses to come with us. And Balak sent yet another again princes. Let me read verse 15 again. And Balak sent yet again princes more and more honorable than they. And they came to Balaam and said unto him, thus said Balak, the son of Zippor, let nothing, I pray thee, hinder me to get in your way or stop you from coming unto me. For I will promote you unto very great honor, and I will do whatsoever you sayeth unto me. Come therefore, I pray you, curse me this people. And Balak answered and said unto the servants of Balak, if Balak will give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the words of the Lord my God. So that lets me think that Balaam is a Hebrew. Balaam is a Hebrew, and he believes in the Hebrew God to do less or more. Now, therefore, I pray you, tarry. Tarry means to stay. You also hear this night, that I may know what the Lord will say unto me more. And the Lord came unto Balaam at that night and said unto him, my father will come to you in a dream, and he will say unto you, if the men come to you, to come to call you, rise up and go with them. But yet, the words which I shall say unto you, that shall you do. And Balaam rose up in the morning and saddled his donkey. Instead of donkey, the word is ASS, and went with the princess of Moab. And God answered, and God's anger was lit up because he went. And the angel of the Lord stood in the way for an adversary, that means opponent, against him. Now, he was riding upon his ASS, I'm going to say donkey, and his two servants were with him. And the ASS, the donkey, saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way. And his words, his sword drawn at his hand. And the ASS, I'm going to say donkey, turned aside out of the way and went into the field. And Balaam smote his ASS. Smote means to hit his ASS or his donkey to turn her into the way. But the angel of the Lord stood in the path of the vineyard, and a wall being on this side and a wall on that side. And when the ASS or the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, she thrust him into the wall and crushed Balaam's foot. Smote her again. And the angel of the Lord went further and stood in the narrow place where was no way to turn either to the right hand or to the left. And when the ASS, the donkey, saw the angel of the Lord, she fell down under Balaam, and Balaam's anger was kindled, and he smote. That means he hit the ASS, the donkey, with a staff. And the Lord opened the mouth of the ASS. Pay attention, sheep, because you sometimes don't believe women are called to preach. And the Lord opened the mouth of the ASS, that's the donkey, and she said unto Balaam, what have I done unto you? Thou hast hit or smitten me these three times. And Balaam said unto the ASS or to the donkey, because thou hast mocked me. I would there were a sword in my hand for now I would kill thee. And the ASS or the donkey said unto Balaam's donkey, it says ASS, upon which thou hast ridden ever since I was yours until this day, was I ever want or given to do this unto you? And he said, nay. And the Lord stopped, and the Lord opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, his sword drawn in the hand. And he bowed down his head and fell flat on his face. And the angel of the Lord said unto him, wherefore hast thou smitten, that is to hit your donkey or your ASS, these three times? Behold, I went out to withstand thee, because thy way is perverse before me, and perverse like being nasty or not the way of the Lord. And the ASS or the donkey saw me and turned from me these three times. Unless he had turned from me, surely now also I had slain thee and saved her alive. And Balaam said unto the angel of the Lord, I have sinned, for I knew not that thou stoodest in the way against me. Now therefore, pleases you, I will get me back again. And the angel of the Lord said unto Balaam, go with the men, but only the word that I shall speak unto you, that you shall speak. So Balaam went with the princes of Balak. And when Balak heard that Balaam was come, he went out to meet him unto a city of Moab, which is the border of Aaron, that's spelled A-R-N-O-N, which is in the uppermost coast. And Balak said unto Balaam, did I not earnestly send unto you to call you? Wherefore comest you not unto me? Am I not able indeed to promote you to honor? And Balaam said unto Balak, lo, I am come unto you. Have I now any power at all to say anything in the words that God putteth in my mouth, that shall I speak? And Balaam went with Balak, and they came unto R-J-A-H-H-U-Z-O-T-H. I will try to pronounce that word, but forgive me if I cannot. K-Tah-Hosa. And Balaam ordered oxen and sheep and sent to Balaam. So Balak ordered oxen and sheep and sent to Balaam and to the princes that were with him. And it came to pass on the narrow, let me read verse 21 again for your hearing. And it came to pass on the morrow, Balaam and brought him up to the high places of Baal, that this in that is this is like from that position he might see the uppermost part of the people. Now that is reading of verse 23 into chapter 20, not 23, but chapter 22. Now let us go unto chapter 23. We realize, or we have read and understand, that Balak has sent for Balaam, who is like a sorcerer, and he was to curse the people of Israel. But our Father in heaven does not want him to curse the people of Israel. And Balak is going to do what our Father in heaven tells him to do. And Balaam, we're reading in Numbers chapter 20, and Balaam said unto Balak, build me there 7 altars, and prepare me there 7 oxen and 7 rams. And Balak did as Balaam had spoken. And Balak and Balaam offered on every altar a bullock and a ram. And Balaam said unto Balak, stand by offerings, and I will go pre-adventure. That means perhaps the Lord will come to me, and whatsoever he showeth me, I will tell thee. And he went to a high place, and God met Balaam, and he said unto him, I have prepared 7 altars, and I have offered upon every altar a bullock and a ram. The Lord put a word in Balaam's mouth and said, return to Balak, and thus you shall speak. And he returned unto him, and lo, he stood by his burnt sacrifice. He said, he and all his princes, he and all the princes of Moab. And he took up this parable and said, king of Moab has brought me from Aram out of the mountains of the east, saying, come, curse me, Jacob, and come, denounce, defy, that is to denounce Israel. How shall I curse whom God has not cursed? Or shall I defy, that's to denounce whom the Lord has not defiled or denounced? For them, the top of the rock. Let me read verse 9 again for your hearing. For them, the top of the rock, I see him, and from the hills I behold him. Lo, the people shall dwell alone, and shall not be reckoned among the nations. Verse 10, and who count the dust, and who can count the dust of Jacob, and the number of the fourth part of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like his. And Balak said unto Balaam, what hast thou done unto me? I took enemies, and behold, thou hast blessed them all together. And he answered and said, must I not take heed, that is, listen, to speak that which the Lord has put in my mouth? And Balak said unto him, come, I pray thee, with me unto another place from whence thou mayest see them. Thou shalt see but the uppermost part of them, shall see them all. Curse and curse me them from there, from thence. And he brought him into the field of Ziphim, that's spelled Z-O-P-H-I-M, to the top of P-I-S-G-A-H, Pisgah, and built 7 altars and offered a bullock and a ram on every altar. And he said unto Balak, stand here by thy burnt offerings while I meet the Lord yonder. That means, while I meet the Lord there. And the Lord met Balaam and put a word in his mouth and said, go again unto Balak and thus say. And when he came to him, behold, he stood by his burnt offerings and the princess of Moab with him. And Balak said unto him, what has the Lord spoken? And he took up his parable and said, rise up, Balak, and hear, hearken unto me, thy son of Zippor. I'm going to stop there at verse number 19. That's where I will start. Friday, let me mark off where I'm leaving off so that I can say a word of prayer to our Heavenly Father. Our Father in heaven, thank you for allowing me to speak over Blog Talk Radio and say the thing. Say thank you for protecting us day in and day out and keeping the evil one, Satan, from me, although he tried to come through my computer and allow me to look at on YouTube that I had not asked for, to look at animal porn. I didn't, for allowing me to turn away from that. And thank you, Father, for giving me another computer in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. I say that prayer. Amen. And in James chapter 4, verse 15, that says, if it's the Lord's will, I will be back live to speak with you this Friday. I thank you, Father in heaven. Thank you so much. Also, see, I want you to go to Blog Talk Radio and purchase my free books. I want you to purchase The Broken Plant, that's my children's book. The Unseen
Father
and The Passing. Read those books.
Help your children and don't let them fall by the side of the road. Love one another.
H-O-S-E-A, chapter 4.
That heaven might find
a place for lack of knowledge.
In their hearts,
they have rejected knowledge. I will
Jesus,
reject you, or I will reject you.
Jesus.
Christ, he's so present.
He won't let you down.
But that's the love of thy God.
I and I know
now
He
God.
We've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad to Jesus. He won't let you down.
Not to slay yourselves, like the guy in Texas, in Saline, Texas, where he set himself on fire. He was a white minister. go to PBS and order the tape of Man Set on Fire. I thank you all for listening to me, and I will be back to you according to what this says here. My episode is 56 minutes. I'll be back if God wants me to, and my Father wants me to. Goodbye for now.